And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to set a record. Doc, well, email in from one of our listeners that they suffer from easy bruising on the arms. What's going on with them?
Okay, they have easy bruising. There's something going on with their bone marrow. Can't make platelets and stuff like that to prevent bruising. And so they need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, rhinos, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, they need one healthy brain and heart pack per month, a half a dose twice a day. If they weigh 150 pounds or more, they need two healthy brain and heart packs. Take a full dose twice a day. And then they need the OxyBody. Go ahead and take an ounce of that twice a day. It's a liquid. Comes in quarts, an ounce twice a day. That's going to help maintain the health of the bone and the bone marrow. And then also the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Get two bottles a month of that. Take three twice a day. And that's going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, support healthy blood flow, and also prevent and reduce the risk of blood clots.
And here's an email in from somebody who... We haven't talked a lot about this in all the years you've been on, but they're asking, how can I set up my own business with your company?
Okay, well, we actually have that set up. So we encourage people to become one of our associates. And, of course, if you want to, you can become a teacher. In the new book, The Metabolic Syndrome, it goes into the program we have, and it teaches you. Okay, if you don't have the skills already, okay, it's one of these, let's see here.
And the website, criticalhealthnews.com, has all information on that.
And so it's one of those things where, in the inside front cover, coachwithdoc.com, coachwithdoc.com, holistic health, okay, and it's one of those things where, we have a lot of famous people. I mean, we have a lot of famous people who are involved in these things because they do want to help the community. And so we're in 80 countries. And
they also get their supplements at wholesale. That's smart, right?
That's right. If you become a member of the Youngevity family, you get the wholesale prices on the products. And it's one of those things where the whole idea is to not only get the wholesale products, but also is to build a infrastructure of people in your church or your workplace, your neighbors, your family, and so forth. And you will help them get the best they can get from taking the supplements as well as getting the wholesale prices. And you'll get a check from us every month. And so we do have people who have been with us a long time. They've been with me for 30, 40, 50 years, and they make
what a
you know,
team.
They make big five-figure checks every
Good for you,
month.
Dad. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Hi, John. How are you?
Hello, George. Hello, Doc.
I have
several comments that support everything Doc, George, and George's mother has been speaking about. First of all, I want to encourage everybody to get on a supplement program. The program Doc is associated with is excellent. I've been on it for 3 years. Then when Doc is on Coast to Coast AM, listen to his wisdom. It works. I can't see, but my wife has seen recent pictures of Doc, and she says Doc looks like he's 45. George Norrie looks great, is wise, articulate, and kind. George's mother is amazing, absolutely amazing. Happy 95th. And I hope everybody took two key words out of what George's mother had to say, which is to be kind and have gratitude. In these struggles of life, if we let the struggles, if we let social media, if we let the verbal conflicts consume us, it will inevitably wear down our health. So please take the advice of George's mother and be kind and have gratitude. Then take the advice of Doc Wallach. Eat well, exercise, get on a good supplement program. Then we will be blessed with the wisdom to work through life's storms with peace, joy, and harmony. So thank you, Doc, and George, thank you for taking my call.
And John, before you hang up, Friday night I'm doing something I've always wanted to do on this program, and that's interview someone who has lost their vision. And in our third hour, we're going to interview you. Are you ready for it?
George, I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it. Coast to Coast has been very important to me for almost 5 years now, and thank you for this opportunity on Friday.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. We'll be talking to him, Doc.
He has a great story.
He lost his vision, and I've always been fascinated by people who have lost their sense of smell or hearing or eyesight, how they get through with life, and they've got more strength than I'll ever have in my life.
Yeah, well, here's one thing, George. I worked my way through veterinary school, working in the autopsy room in the pathology department for humans and animals. And I would see all these bodies, they would have osteoporosis of the skull. And then I'd look at the clinical records, treatments, and none of the doctors ever said anything about clinical treatments, osteoporosis of the skull. And so as I started doing research, and they don't teach anything about osteoporosis of the skull in medical schools. And so that's why I came out with the book, It's All in Your Head, and it became a bestseller overnight because so many people have all the symptoms, everything. It's like 50 different diseases you can get just from osteoporosis of the skull. None of it's genetic.
Back to the phones. Peter in Virginia. Take it away, Peter. Go ahead, sir.
Hey George, Doc.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to get on your program, and I have a 75% lung. I'm a 45-year cancer survivor. I got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and a weak heart. My family history has a weak heart.
How's your heart?
I'm taking vitamin D, E. I'm taking supplement vitamins and everything else to keep my heart strong, and I've been walking every day, about 3 miles a day.
How much you weigh, sir?
I weigh...
How much you weigh? Well, we've lost him, Doc. What can you give him for advice?
Okay, well, again, per 100 pounds of body weight, people, regardless of what they have or don't have, they need one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That's our big hammer, has the most nutrients in it of any of our single products. And if he weighs more than 150 pounds, he needs to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose twice a day. He needs the I-26 for the myelin in the brain, the spinal cord, and the large nerves. And this includes the nerves coming out of the skull that are made in the brain. We have osteoporosis of the skull, and this, again, can deal with, remember, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. And each one of those cranial nerves, there's a chapter in this book, It's All in Your Head, goes into all the disease symptoms you get when you get osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing that particular nerve. And it's just one of those things we have so much experience in that autopsy table. I've done over 3,000 human autopsies. I've done over 1,700 autopsies in animals of, I think, like 462 species. And it gives me an insight that most people don't have. And I sued the FDA 8 times. George, I sued the FDA 8 times in federal court to get to put vitamins and minerals into baby formulas. They didn't want to put vitamins and minerals in baby formulas. And I figured that cystic fibrosis was one of those things that we could prevent. We learned how to eliminate cystic fibrosis. It's a disease. I had international awards for that. Then also muscular dystrophy. We learned that white muscle disease in animals is the same thing under the microscope as muscular dystrophy in humans. And so I started giving the same treatment that we were giving animals and getting rid of white muscle disease in animals, giving them the same treatment in humans and getting rid of the muscular dystrophy. Gave it to Jerry Lewis, and this is a great story, terrible story, but a great story. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association on, 2011.
They didn't like hearing that, did they?
They didn't like hearing that. They fired him, put a gag order on him, so he couldn't tell the world that we had found the cause and prevention and reversal. And then the next day, they shut off his telethon, which over 46 years, he had raised $2.3 billion for them, George.
I know, it was amazing. Labor Day weekend.
Yep, and they took it all away from him, and he lived about 2 more years. But he knew, because I took him to visit about a dozen families where they had multiple kids with muscular dystrophy that we had reversed using these programs. And he was so excited that he lived to find that there was a way to prevent it and reverse it. So I'm very proud of that.
Did you ever meet him face to face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I took him to those 12 families. He and I drove there together, those 12 families. So I had a lot of time with him, which was very useful for me because he had an insight, you know, working for over 60 years with these families. And he knew that there had to be something involved that could be done to help these kids. And it was really just a matter of changing their diets and giving them the nutrients necessary to rebuild the muscles and the muscles and so forth. And it just worked like a charm. Like, they'd have muscular dystrophy for 10, 12 years. And in just 2 weeks' time, they're seeing improvement. And in a month's time, didn't have it anymore.
We used to call the kids Jerry's kids.
Jerry's kids, that's right. That's exactly right, Jerry's kids. And so I personally took him to 12 families, in the Midwest who had their kids had such great, great results in taking our program. And he was just overwhelmed with joy. And he took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired him on the spot. They put a gag order on him so he couldn't tell the world we had found the cause, prevention, reversal of muscular dystrophy. And then they did the most terrible thing. The next day, they shut down his telethon.
That raised all that money.
Yep.
Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania, first-time caller. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi. That's a pretty horrific story about Jerry Lewis. I mean, he did so much good. And for
yes, he was an icon. He was an angel.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I want to start off by thanking you, George, and Doc, for your service.
Thank you.
I'm a disabled Navy vet myself.
Thank you for yours.
Well, thank you. And, Doc, I am your worst patient. You give a lot of good advice, but I smoke, I drink, I have heart problems. I eat all the bad foods. And so what help is there for me?
Okay, what do you weigh?
225 and 6'1".
Okay, 225. Do you have any particular things? Do you have any heart disease, any liver disease, any brain stuff?
No liver disease, no brain stuff yet, but the Alzheimer's does run in the family.
It's not genetic.
And the heart, I have AFib, and I have a sluggish heart.
Okay. Well, AFib is not a heart disease. Atrial fibrillation, doctors want to do heart surgery, but AFib is actually caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing
the spinal cord, right?
Squeezing the cranial nerves that talk to the heart. And so you have the reason why you're having such a struggle is you have osteoporosis of the skull. So you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, ran oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. If you diet, one's got to go. Use our Rebound sports drink for energy. Get to 225 or so. You want two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose thing twice a day. Get the I-26. Take three of the chewables twice a day. Or do like George is doing, take the capsules three twice a day. Then you also need the glucogel. There's some glucogel that comes with the healthy brain and heart pack, but I only weigh 142, and I take two of the healthy brain and heart packs, but I also take extra glucogel. I'm the guy that invented glucogel because people got tired of bone broth. You know, for thousands of years, people would boil bones, and they'd drink the broth the next day because they knew that whatever was in that boiled bone helped them reverse joint problems.
It worked.
Well, I figured it out, did all the analysis of the of the bone broth, and came up with glucogel. And so, people just love the glucogel. You know, it doesn't stink up the house by boiling bones all night. And it's much cheaper. And so very, very proud of that product that I invented.
Your buddy pharmacist Ben loves bone broth.
He is terrific. He's one of the greatest pharmacists because he realizes that the human body requires some help, and just drugs relieving symptoms isn't quite enough.
So our friend, he needs a complete makeover, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah. And so he needs all those products we just talked about, and if he has pain in his joints, neck, back, shoulders, hips, knees, he can use our CM cream. I had an accident and fell in a ditch, a construction ditch, and
yeah, it was punctured
by rebar. And so I use the CM cream maybe twice a day. And you get, you know, maybe 3 to 5 hours of relief of pain. And so I'll take it, you know, when I'm having dinner before bedtime. So I sleep all night and don't have any pain during the nighttime and so on. And they wanted to either amputate my arm or try doing a shoulder replacement. And I said, no, we're going to skip that.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to amputate my arm because I was punctured by half a dozen rebars at the same time I had all those fractures. And so it was a mess. I said, I'll take care of myself. So I treated myself like a dog, and I won.
I want to get your reaction to a story that came out a couple of days ago. Fish oil is okay for people with problems, heart problems and stuff, but they said it's not good for healthy people. What's your reaction to that,
Doc? I missed the first part of it. What were they talking about?
Fish oil.
Oh, fish oil. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Okay. Well, you need all 90 essential nutrients. You just can't take one product. And that's a sin that people do. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about secret sauces. We don't really talk a lot about
individual
the ingredients. Yeah, the individual ingredients. Because if we would put those individual ingredients in the books and so forth and pamphlets and everything, people just go to the grocery store and buy that one nutrient, and they'll get rid of some symptoms, and then 2 years later they'll die because they really haven't fixed the basic underlying problem. So we learned that we just couldn't tell them, you want to use vitamin D here, you want to use more calcium there. You learn that, okay, by what products we're suggesting for you, but we don't want people just to try one product. You need 90 essential nutrients. That's why the title of our flip chart, okay, is, let's see here, I want to get it right.
When did you form the company, Youngevity?
Oh, gosh. It was 1950, I think.
70-some years ago.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so 90 for Life Crusade to save humanity and the world. 90 for Life Crusade to save humanity and the world. We have all these famous people, including Jerry Lewis's story with the muscular dystrophy. We're talking about Theo Ratliff, great basketball player. He had to quit because he had bone-to-bone arthritis in his knees and his hips. Doctors wanted to amputate his one hip and leg and everything, and he said, no, I don't think so. And another one of our basketball players, using our products, connected me with Theo. We got him. We invented the herbal rainforest for him and got him on the 90 essential nutrients. I invented the glucogel for him also, so he would rebuild all his cartilage and everything. He came back. He played for another 10 years, made $100 million in contracts.
Wow.
Do you think he's been good? He goes around the world and lectures on our behalf for nothing.
Well, I bet. Doc, we're going to take a short break and come back with final calls with you in just a moment. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. His brand new book that just came out today is called The Metabolic Syndrome, which you can find on Amazon.com, and maybe it'll end up in bookstores as well. But back with final calls. And welcome back. George Norrie with Dr. Joel Wallach. Let's go back to the phones. West of the Rockies, Patrick's with us in Vancouver, Canada. Hey, Patrick, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hi, Doc. I was just wondering about somebody who's got Bell palsy. He feels that there's really no hope since birth. You know, he's going to be confined to that wheelchair. And I also have another, I want to ask another question about the vitamins cost.
Okay. Well, let's just quickly talk about Bell's palsy. Again, usually it happens on one side first, and then some months later the second side will happen. And Bell's palsy is the cramping of cranial nerves by the skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And it's easily reversed, okay? But you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. Take the 90 essential nutrients, and then throw in the I-26 to rebuild the myelin, the brain, and the spinal cord. And don't forget extra vitamin D3 to help that skull rebuild itself. And guess what? Magic happens. We've never been a failure when it comes to Bell's palsy. It's a very simple squeezing of the cranial nerves by the skull. And is this person also obese?
No, he's very thin.
Okay.
He's almost a little underweight, I would say, at times, but he doesn't feel. He feels...
Okay.
Now, he's really strong, but he seems weak at the same time, just since, you know, being confined to the chair his whole life. You know?
Yeah. Well, that goes along with osteoporosis of the skull because it squeezes the spinal cord, really shuts down all the nerve impulses down into the arms and legs and back and so forth. And really, you and he need to get one of those books that's all in your head and look up Bell's palsy and shows pictures, you know, the very typical one side of the face will droop. And then a couple of months later, the other side droops. And it's easily reversible. And you got to use the I-26, the 90 essential nutrients, and Ultimate Daily Classic tablets for circulation. And it's that book is a big seller because it works. And everybody, it's you know, written in such a way that the average person can understand it. You don't need to have 3 PhD degrees to understand it.
You had another question, Patrick?
Yeah, I did. It's about the cost. Doc, I've been buying the vitamins for like over 10 years now. And I've, you know, in the past been fortunate enough to afford the dollar exchange from USD to Canadian. But I'm finding it awfully tough now. Like it's like $100 more. So if I order $200 worth of product, it's costing me $300. And then over the year, that's like, you know, $1,000, $1,200 worth of product.
Now, is that because of shipping?
No, it's just because of the exchange costs. You know, our leaders are they're not helping either country right now.
Yes.
But what I was going to say is there any way I can still be on the auto ship and go more than the three months allowable? I mean, I've ordered, actually the least I've ever ordered was this past month, and it's just because I got a big bill next month. So I'm wondering if I can get around that and still be on the auto ship, not get, you know, I'm grandfathered in and
I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll check it out. And you should email them or call them and ask them if there's any way to do that. Do you have? It might be worth getting 2 or 3 different distributorships. In 1 month, you're going to use one, and then the next month you use the other one. The next month you use another one, and then the fourth month you go back to the first one again.
Are you allowed to do that, Doc?
Oh yeah, you can have as many distributorships as you want.
All right. All that information, Patrick, is at criticalhealthnews.com. Tom's got a text or tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc. Martha in Weslaco, Texas, would like to know how good beans are for the diet.
Okay. For the most part, beans are good, but they cannot, what should I say, you have to watch it because beans can, you know, cause trouble also. So you have to be sure that you're not getting into the beans that cause trouble. And so this is something each individual has to look at. I like peas. I like lima beans, that kind of stuff.
I like chickpeas.
Chickpeas are okay. Again, you want to don't eat the same thing every day. The exception would be the eggs. I just cook them differently every day. Soft scrambled butter, soft poached, that kind of thing.
What do you think of canned chili with their beans, Doc?
Canned chili?
Yeah.
Well, again, you got to read the label and make sure there's no gluten in it and no buckwheat and all that kind of stuff. Because when you start canning things with sauces and whatnot, there's a lot of stuff that goes in there. Even ice cream. You got to get the gluten-free ice cream because they put gluten in there, which helps smooth out the ice cream so it doesn't settle and that kind of stuff.
Next up, we've got Gordon in Plant City, Florida. Welcome to the show. Hey, Gordy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a comment and a question, so I'm going to make sure that I'll be very fast. Last time I called, I asked you specifically if statins were ever useful, and I think you just accidentally overlooked it. Both Dr. Drew and also Becca emailed me back, and she specifically said that you never support statins because they decrease the protective myelin code and whatnot. Now, my question is, earlier in the program, you were saying that there were certain mills in the water or something back in the day. Now, back in Noah's time, the barometric pressure was twice what it is now. That's the main reason they lived longer, okay, because the canopy was down before it had ever started raining. But there was something in the water. There was like 100 mils, and I tuned in a little bit late, and there was 100 mils. Was it magnesium? Was it lithium or boron? What was the ingredient in the water And I'd also like to make sure that I'm quoting you correctly with regard to what Becca Dukes reported back to me by email.
Okay, what is the health problem that you have?
Well, my mother, she's taking statins, and I don't think that she should. So I called the last time, and I asked, are statins ever good? And you accidentally missed it. You're a little bit hyperactive like me. But I emailed you guys, and both Becca and Dr. Drew Peterson emailed me back, and they confirmed that you never, ever support the use of statins for any purpose, even to get rid of bag control. But I want to make sure that I've got you correct on that. And the other thing is what was the ingredient in that spring water that helped Noah live longer, even though it was mainly the barometric pressure? There was some ingredient, and there was 100 mils and this, and I didn't catch the ingredient because I tuned in late.
Okay, you have to appreciate that he was getting a product that came from the mountains, okay? And so this was, he's getting the minerals from the mountains, and they were calling it milk. Okay, well, it's glacial milk, okay?
What were the minerals, Doc? Do we know?
Well, the minerals, we're talking 75 to 100 minerals.
All of them?
It's not a mineral, it's 75 to 100 minerals.
It's like a hodgepodge of them.
Yes, and of course, each mountain has a different formula. And some mountains have 3 minerals, some mountains have 15 minerals, some mountains have 25 minerals, some mountains have 50 minerals. But the ones where the people who are living to be 700, 800, 900, those are the people who are getting 5, 6, 8, 10 times a day a cup of the minerals, and they're looking at liquid minerals. And it looked like milk, and it didn't have much of a taste. And so they were drinking it all day because they're out there working and sweating, and they were replacing what they were sweating out with those minerals, and it was just called glacial milk. And they didn't, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have equipment to understand what it was, and it looked like milk and tasted like milk, so they called it milk.
And what's your stand on statin drugs, Doc?
I don't like statin drugs.
Period. Let's go to John in Alberta, Canada. Welcome to the program. Hey, John. John, you with us? John is no longer with us. Next up, let's go to Paul in Bakersfield, California. Paul, go ahead, Paulie.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question about excessive itching. I've tried multiple, creams, et cetera, and nothing seems to work.
Okay, now, is this all over the place, or is it just in one armpit, or what kind of itching were you talking about?
It's like arms and my back of my legs and my back. Yeah.
Okay. So, we have a product called Hair, Skin, and Nails. How much do you weigh?
250.
Okay. You need to get rid of all the bad stuff to maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diet one's got to go. Use our Rebound sports drink for energy. And then 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose everything twice a day. And then you need the I-26 for the skin health, brain health, and spinal cord health. Because when the nerves get squeezed, they cause itching all over the place, okay? And so then doctors will treat the itching with creams and kind of reduce the itching, but the skull is still squeezing the nerves, okay? And so you have to appreciate that. And so you have to come at it from 2 or 3 different directions so you're covering all the possibilities.
Could it be neuropathy, Doc?
Yeah, well, that's another word for neuropathy. Yep. Absolutely.
And I'm going to be seeing you at Contact in the Desert this weekend, right?
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I'll save some postage. I'll give you your books there.
Yeah, you could do that. Give them to Tom.
Okay, you got it.
Weigh him down. Let's take a few more calls. Jeremy in North Dakota. You're going to hear quite a story here, Doc. Hey, Jeremy. Okay.
Hello, how you doing?
Couple more months. It's your birthday.
Oh, I'll be 49. I'm dreading that, but
okay.
Just another year.
I woke up from my coma in late February 2004, and I've had pain every day since that. Is there like a juice or a vegetable or fruit that I can eat that'll help me deal with my pain?
Okay, now, pain can be in many forms. It can be all over the place. What are we talking about? You have knee pain, back pain?
Exactly that.
Back pain, okay. Does it start up in the neck or low back or?
Even the bottom of my foot.
Okay, now if we're getting heavy duty here. Do you have any balance problems?
Yeah, I was in a coma for 2.5 months.
Okay. Tell me about, let's see here. Do you have any tinnitus, any ringing in the ears?
He was in a real bad car accident, Doc.
Okay, so
I was in a car accident, and I had a severe traumatic brain injury.
Okay, so that helps me give you the right directions. So none of the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. You can have a Rebound, a sports drink for athletes. Okay, for energy. Then I want you to have 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose twice a day. I want you to take your Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month. It'll get circulation of blood into the heart, the brain, the lungs, the kidneys. I also want you to take the I-26 to rebuild the myelin, the white matter in the brain and the spinal cord. And so when you have this stuff, when we're sort of global, all over the place, when you get injuries in the upper back and neck and the skull, and you have osteoporosis, it's really, it confuses doctors because they don't get treated, they don't get taught anything about treating osteoporosis of the skull. They don't know nothing about it. And again, when I was doing...
Chiropractors don't even know about that.
That's true. I mean, I was doing autopsies just to work my way through school, veterinary school, and I would look at the clinical records. I'm seeing a skull that's 2 inches thick here with connective tissue because I got osteoporosis of the skull. And there's nothing in the clinical records. And I looked it up, and doctors don't get taught anything about osteoporosis of the skull. And so when you get smacked in a big accident and you get whacked in the upper back, the neck, and the skull, you're going to get a lot of injuries. The bones will actually get thicker with connective tissue and scar tissue, and so that's what you're seeing here. So, you know, do what I just laid out for you. And for pain, we have the CM cream. You can put the CM cream on your temples, behind your ears, on your cheeks. You can put it on your neck, put it on the top of your head. You can put it on your back all the way down to your tailbone. Put it on your hips, your knees, your ankles, your toes. And I had some injuries from falling into a construction trench and got punctured all this rebar. And so I still use the CM cream maybe twice a day in that left arm. I just put it on that shoulder when I wake up in the morning, and I put it on me again in the afternoon before I go to bed. And otherwise, I get clicking noises, and it kind of freaks people out. I lift my arm, and it goes clickety-pop. And so it's painful. And so I've been able to eliminate my pain with that CM cream.
That's good. Doc, we're out of time, but we will talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend. Doc Wallach. In 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. And then 3 weeks after that, it'll be Doc. Up next, Steve Colburn joins us as we talk about his alien encounter.